It's time to play the show. The bell has rung, and that big show might be over, but it's time for us to bring wrestling information you can enjoy with the match predictions, analysis, the ups and downs of professional wrestling, all reaction, some beverage drinking to bring you logic on tap with your good brothers. It's time for you to look into the eyes of Howard Blues and the Mark Kidder on Beer, Blues, and BS.
Good evening and welcome to a special wrestling review edition of the Triple B. That's right. I am your host, the living embodiment of Charlie Brown, Howard Blues, here. Going to break down our predictions for WWE Backlash, and joining me, as always, my co-host, the man, the myth, the legend, the Mark Kidder. Kidder, how you doing tonight?
Howie Blues, you know, I'm doing okay. And, you know, I'm going to be better once we have this premium live event out of the way. Backlash!
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think either of us are excited about this event. That's just the general feel and such. Normally, Kidder, we start off all of our stuff with everybody's favorite segment, What's on Tap. But we just got done recording our main show. So I don't think either of us are drinking. So we might as well get right into the action. If you're new, if you're joining us here on the Triple B, let me break down what this is. Because there are a lot of other wrestling podcasts and YouTube channels out there that are breaking down their predictions of Backlash. Ours is a little different. See, Kidder and I have been watching pay-per-views or premium live events together for many, many years. And many, many years ago, we started this whole little thing where we do predictions. It's a little contest that we do between the two of us. Sometimes others have been involved to see who can predict the most matches throughout the night. And sometimes we throw in bonus questions and other fun little things just to make it interesting. What are we competing for? We're competing for that now infamous defunct WWE pay-per-view bragging rights. Which
right here? This one?
Yeah. Which currently Kidder is in control of. He won it off of AEW's Dynasty.
Yeah, there it is. Bragging rights.
So this is my chance. My chance to get it back at Backlash. You know, and hey, if you want to see how we do, well, you know, tune in, you know, by the time this comes out tonight, because it won't be right after the show, because the show is at what, like noon?
Noon Central Time.
Yeah, on Saturday. We're recording this Friday night. I will be traveling, so I won't be seeing the show. Kidder's going to watch it, but we're not going to get around to reviewing it. So join us at roughly 9 o'clock. I'm going to be giving about 9:15, in that range, wherever Kidder sets up. join us then. We'll be going through the review. You can see how we do. And as I usually do, as a special penalty, I usually do penalty shots for everyone I get wrong. I think that's all the rules, Kidder, that I need to go over as we start diving into the exciting world that is WWE Clash.
Yeah, probably.
And before we do, one last thing. I just want to point out, I'm kind of glad, and I'm curious how you feel, that it's just WWE Backlash and not WWE's WrestleMania Backlash.
Yes. Like
we had a couple years ago.
Yes. That was annoying. Backlash. Backlash is fine.
Yeah.
Bring back Armageddon. No Way Out. Other shows with good pay-per-view names.
Judgment Day. Capital Punishment.
Oh. Yeah, right.
All Vengeance.
Yes.
They can't have bragging rights. We now have bragging rights. It's ours.
Yeah,
we bring it to WWE.
Plus, that was the dumbest freaking pay-per-view anyway. I hate the brand versus brand thing. I hate the draft. It's the biggest waste of time. The only good thing is that they finally got rid of the red and the blue tag team titles that have been like STDs in the wrestling world for 15 years. They got the penicillin. They got the antibiotics. They have cleared those up. Now they're back to actual championship belts.
Yes, although I will say I'm a little sad. I did like the Spartan head, you know, imagery on the tag team titles. I enjoyed that. I liked that aspect of it. The color shenanigans stuff, I agree with you. I liked it back. Remember when they like first debuted, it was a black belt, yep. But the titles were kind of a bronzy color.
Yep.
Yeah. Kind of that coppery bronze. And it was a
very unique.
Oh, it was gorgeous. My favorite tag team title belts is that. And then when they started going crazy with it, I was like, eh. But anyway, I just had to bring that up. Such. Let's tell you what.
You and I can go into WWE. We can win the tag team titles, and then we can modify them so that they have the Spartan heads on them again.
No, all right. Well, I'll start on the training regimen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So Kidder, you're the one with the match card. Let's break this down and put some predictions on paper. That's right.
Number one. Bonus question. Is there a match on the kickoff?
Yeah.
No.
I tend to agree on you with this one, Kidder. This seems like an easy one. With only five matches announced, it's a three-hour show. I have a feeling there will be no match on the kickoff. And with only five matches, you're going to get a lot of promos during this event. A lot of promos, a lot of commercials, a lot of filler. Yeah. That's my prediction.
All right. Match number five, Randy Orton teaming with Kevin Owens versus the Bloodline of Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga, a tag team match. I'm guessing there'll be something stupid and the Bloodline will win.
You know, I really enjoy Kevin Owens, one of my favorites. I really have liked Randy Orton kind of in these later years. I've been really impressed with him. However, they are establishing this new set of the Bloodline. And I think they want to keep that strong. And so I think it's going to be the Bloodline. As much as I would rather see KO and RKO be the winners, I think that they're going to. There's a lot of discussion whether Jacob Fatu will make his debut at Backlash. And so maybe that's a bonus question, Kidder.
Sure.
We want to guess. Will Jacob Fatu debut at Backlash?
I will go for that extra point. Why not?
All right. I also am going to go for it. So I think this is going to end up possibly being our DraftKings free finish of the night. But we're going to have to shake this up because right now, Kidder, we're in sync here.
All right. Next match, another tag team match, the Kabuki Warriors, Asuka and Kairi Sane versus Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill for the demented, doomed, cursed WWE Women's Tag Team Championship. I will go out on a limb and choose Bianca and Jade.
I like how you say that you're going out on a limb, because to me, they're going to win. Like, it's got to be Jade and Bianca, because again, they're booking Jade, you know, in this dominant role. They're not going to just feed him over. I think this is the end of the Kabuki Warriors run. I feel fairly strongly about that, even though I'm a huge Asuka fan and would love to see them continue to do well. I think they're going to put on Jade. Yeah.
There's also rumor that Asuka's injured.
See, I didn't even know that, but it yeah. So not much of a limb. More like a sturdy branch.
There you go. There. See, I got the graphics updated there for you.
Nice. Nicely done.
There it is.
Hey, right there.
Yeah. Happy to get the graphics team, put them to work.
Yeah. Yeah. What's next?
And there's that match, which is coming up. There's a preview.
Huh.
Yeet and essentially no Yeet. And then there's the main event.
Mm.
So a taste of previews to come. Next on our preview matchup is a triple threat for the WWE Women's Championship. Your current champion, Bayley versus Naomi versus Tiffany Stratton. I choose the role model, Bayley.
Hmm. Kidder, seeing what was coming up in the matches, I have a feeling we're going to end up on the same wavelength. So in a desperate ploy to try to maybe steal the victory here, I'm going to go Tiffany Stratton. That might just be a gamble. That might mean I'm taking a penalty shot. But damn it, we're not going to have it where we're 100% in sync on every match. Somebody's coming home the winner in this.
Justin Timberlake was the ultimate winner in sync.
I mean, Lance Bass didn't do too bad for himself.
Because he likes to fish. Next up on the card, Damian Priest, your world heavyweight champion, versus Yeet Man himself, Jay Uso. I don't see any change happening here. Damian Priest is going to have it for a while.
Yeah, that's a pretty easy lock. I don't think that they're going to take it away from him. Not after having him hold it, cash it in at Mania. They need to give him a run with it. And I think that brings us to our main event.
Oh, yeah. It's my third Cody Rhodes, the undisputed WWE champion. Yes, they removed the word universal in the championship. It is now just the undisputed WWE championship.
I'm okay with
Lord for taking a whole freaking word out. Cody Rhodes versus AJ Styles. Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be Rhodes. I heard some commentary on this, Kidder, and I think they went with this match because there are probably matches that would sell more tickets, but I think that putting AJ Styles against Cody Rhodes, this is going to be an excellent match. Like, I think you're going to get just a high quality match. So even though you probably could have put somebody else in there, sold some more tickets, I think this will do very well. So that's it. I think we're through. That's that was quick. Slightly painless.
Yeah.
So who's going to be the big winner? Who's going to continue to hold bragging rights or take it away? You're just going to have to tune in. So again, Saturday, 9 o'clock, we'll be back here live. Why do I emphasize the live? Because that means you can participate with us. That's right. You can share your comments with us live. And hey, if you have your own predictions, throw them in the comments to this video. We'd love to see what you're thinking. Are we right on? Do you disagree with us? You know, hey, share. We love to hear it. So make sure you do that, make sure you tune in at 9 o'clock and join the fun. It is a lot of fun banter as we break down all of the action. As I said, we're not like your other wrestling podcasts. We tend to have a little bit more fun. We don't take this too seriously. And hey, that's just kind of how we are here at the Triple B. And if you're ever looking for a great audio podcast to take with you, maybe you want some more of this banter that you're enjoying tonight, make sure you check out our main show, Beer, Blues, and BS. It's a great time. We have some great guests. We drink some interesting beer, and there is plenty of BS. And that's enough of kind of cheap plugs. We need to wrap this up because, Kidder, I got to get this thing up before I go to bed. So he's the man, the myth, the legend, the Mark Kidder. I'm the living embodiment of Charlie Brown, Hammer Blues. Thank you for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you Saturday night.
You have been listening to a UA production of Beer, Blues, and BS. If you enjoyed the show, help others find out about it by rating the show or leaving a review at your podcast listening service of choice. Thanks for listening, and may your glass never be empty.